How soybean farmers feel about the announced bridge payments and downward pressure in the markets Friday. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. President Trump and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced bridge payments back in December to help farmers get through to the next season. Corn will receive $44.36 per acre, while soybeans, perhaps the hardest hit commodity this past year, will receive just over $30 per acre. Our high school intern Sophia Shannon reports how soybean farmers are feeling about that.
After the United States Department of Agriculture's release of the bridge payment, feelings are mixed for soybean farmers.
The prices given for soybeans were some of the lowest on the sheet.
They definitely were disappointing on the soybean side. We've had some of the hardest hit to soybean products with the tariffs and with China and what we've had going on over there and trying to ship product internationally.
That was Denise Scarborough, American Soybean Association Director. The purpose of bridge payment is to allow farmers to safely make it from year to year. Right now, this year's amount was not enough.
One of the only industries that buys retail and sells wholesale. So we just don't have any control over those pricing for inputs and then what we're selling our grain for. Anything that we go to, we don't want the aid.
Farmers want free trade and the chance to sell commodities on the open market. Scarborough and the American Soybean Association continue to work with governmental officials in Washington, D.C.
I'm Sophia Shannon, Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Scattered snow showers working their way through Michigan here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. The biggest part of this light snowfall is going to be happening through the morning and midday hours. I think we taper off relatively quickly in southern parts of lower Michigan this afternoon. Where we can see some flurries hang on a bit longer, we'll be up in the northern third to northern quarter of lower Michigan and then across the eastern UP. That's just because of interaction with the lakes, but I do think that we dry down and get better sunshine potential tomorrow midday and afternoon, and then we see a high pressure give good sunshine to all parts of Michigan at midweek on Wednesday. We're dry for a large part of the rest of the week, so Thursday doesn't look too interesting either. Probably more clouds around Thursday with maybe a flurry or two early on. But then we get into a Friday, and that's where we have another clipper system trying to work through. That one's going to bring some on-again, off-again light snow, particularly Friday early morning into midday. I can see a little bit of accumulation over the northern part of lower Michigan and into the eastern UP again for that Friday system. Cold air holds through the weekend. High pressure gives us sunshine for Saturday, more clouds on a Sunday. And then next week, a big surge of warmer air tries to take control. It doesn't really get in here solidly for all week. I think we are warmer to start the week Monday, Tuesday, have some rain and wet snow to deal with on a Wednesday into early Thursday. Then we're back to chilly temperatures behind that to finish next week and go through Valentine's Day. But another big surge of warm air set to come in for the start of the week of the 16th. That one could also bring rain and wet snow. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, here we are in 2026, but a lot of 2025 is still hanging around. Fortunately, the award-winning farm broadcasters that kept you informed in 2025 are still here in 26. Michigan Ag Today has the largest farm news gathering team in the state with the experience and resources you can trust. There are a lot of unknowns ahead in 2026, but you can count on Michigan Ag Today to deliver the information you will need. On air and online, turn to Michigan Ag Today.
Final numbers from Friday are coming up, but now let's take a closer look at what happened to the end of the week last week. Profit-taking in many markets led to an end-of-week and end-of-month sell-off. The rebound in the dollar added further downward pressure. Here's Andy Eubank along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading for a closer look.
The markets had some up moves throughout the course of the week, but as we head to the weekend, Brian, it is a sell-off across the board. Actually, a lot of commodities, stock market too, are working lower. Corn, beans, and wheat, no exception, just some profit-taking mostly.
Yeah, I think that's a good summary. We'd seen a bit of a rebound after the strong bearish move to the downside at the January 12th USDA reports. We'd seen a bit of a recovery. end users come in and done some buying. I just think we're seeing some liquidation now ahead of the weekend, some profit taking, as you said. Always uncertainty on Fridays, geopolitical situation. You come in on Sunday night and reevaluate things and so forth. But I think that for the moment, we'd seen a decent recovery off those lows that were made there back on January 12th. And now we're seeing some liquidation of some of those positions.
News, though, supportive news, especially pretty hard to find.
I would say that the biggest supporting factor we've seen the last few weeks, and maybe see into the first part of February here, will be some dry weather in Argentina. It hasn't been extremely hot, but a lot of that corn is, the early corn was planted back in October, November. That corn is now pollinated, and it was not under the best conditions in terms of dryness. And now the later planted corn, which was planted primarily in December, will be pollinating here in February. Be important to watch because there's been a drying trend in Argentina for about a month now. And the beans, it'll be especially important as they go through pod set and pod fill. The early planted beans, the double crop beans in Argentina, you could stretch that all the way into March. That's the main supportive factor. Other than we continue to see really good export sales for corn. I think we're well on our way to meeting the USDA target of 3.2 billion bushel for this 25-26 crop year.
And that was Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. March corn finished down 2.5 at 428 and a quarter. May corn 435 and three quarters down 3.25. March soybeans with a sharp sell-off of 8 even, 1064 and a quarter. May beans down as well, 8 and three quarters at 1077. March wheat ending in the red, 538 down 3.5. February live cattle rallied to 235.85, up 35 cents. Feb hogs down 45 cents to 87.25. And Feb class 3 milk up 11 cents to 15.45. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.